Suspect is a new thriller starring Cher and Dennis Quaid. The film was directed by Peter Yates, whose credits include Bullet with Steve McQueen, Breaking Away, The Dresser, and The Deep. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Suspect.
There's absolutely nothing in this movie that you haven't seen 100 times before. The struggling pro bono underdog lawyer, the unsympathetic judge, the patently innocent defendant who doesn't have a chance, the fiends who will do anything to make sure the case isn't solved. Suspect is a string of clichés and formulas, and yet it entertained me throughout. Maybe courtroom thrillers are like Christmas lights. If they're well strung and symmetrically draped, they still work on you no matter how many times you've seen them. Suspect stars Cher as a Washington lawyer assigned to defend a hulking but helpless derelict, accused of murdering a young law clerk. When it's time to select the jury, among the candidates is a fast-talking lobbyist, played by Dennis Quaid.
Mr. Sayer, you've stated that you are a congressional advisor. Is that another word for lobbyist?
I don't know. That's sort of like calling a lawyer a mouthpiece, isn't it?
Would you turn around, Mr. Sanger?
Excuse me?
Just turn around and face the back of the courtroom, please. Mr. Sanger, could you tell me what color my hair is?
Brown.
Does my hair look brown to you?
You asked me what color your hair was. I thought you wanted the real color.
You're very observant.
This is Dennis Quaid's third knockout performance this year. And though he's not quite as extravagant here as he was in The Big Easy, he's still seductive and loose, and beneath all his confident jive, touchingly vulnerable. In Suspect, he's a juror who's inordinately interested in the outcome of the case. He even starts investigating on his own, and trying to slip Cher the evidence he finds. All of which is quite illegal, of course, since it opens Cher up to charges of jury tampering. Quaid knows how to use his boyishness to bring a surprising amount of sexual tension into a scene. And that, in part, is what keeps Suspect moving. Which is a lucky thing, since the movie has to skip along pretty briskly to make it over the plot holes. Why, for instance, is Quaid risking his life, and Cher's career, to gather evidence? Why doesn't he just wait until the jury meets, and then, with his lobbyist's powers of persuasion, convince them to acquit the defendant? At worst, he can hold out for a hung jury. The movie half-heartedly makes us think he's doing it because he's so attracted to Cher. But getting her disbarred is not the world's most effective seduction technique. Well, Alfred Hitchcock used to complain about what he called the plausibles. Those moviegoers so busy charting plot problems that they missed whatever was endearing about the film. The plausibles would have a field day with Suspect, but no matter. The director, Peter Yates, uses Washington's seediest back alleys and clammiest winterscapes to tighten his grip. And the screenwriter, Eric Roth, has provided plenty of invigorating inside-the-beltway chit-chat that livens the movie up around the edges. Best of all is Cher. I had worried about her in this part. She's a wonderful and eccentric comedienne, and I had thought that casting her in such a straight-laced suspense role would have bleached out everything colorful in her personality. On the contrary, though, she brings her particular brand of forthrightness and dignity to the role, without sacrificing her throaty sexuality. In Suspect, she proves what she's been trying to prove for most of her professional life, that she's not just a novelty act, she's a real actress.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.